Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jordan 13, Jordan 12, Jordan 11, don't matter. Rangers in five. Texas Rangers are going to be taking over the division now. They got a new hitting coach, Brett Boone, brought into the relief of Donnie Ecker, who has been let go by the Texas Rangers, along with Leody Tavares.
Fan After Dark special, if we do say so ourselves over here.
Fred Davis put in the call.
All we did was we just questioned, why has no one... They didn't make Donnie Ecker available. We didn't hear anything about his process. We didn't know anything about what was going on behind the scenes, and now we know why.
All I know is I just typed, you know, I was typing in Jordan 11, Jordan 12. I just took away the 3, put a 4, and I got the screen, Khaki Kev can see it, that asked me if I'm a robot, and a bunch of code just jumped up.
Yeah.
Why?
And a bunch of what just jumped up?
Code. Coding.
I don't know. What do I look like? IT? Go ahead, say something.
It did it again.
Wow.
Is Jordan 14 a forbidden word to put in Google?
Apparently. He's gone too far. He has gone too far. That's obviously the biggest news of the day for your, and I say of the day, it obviously went down last night, but it went down kind of after the Rangers won yesterday 8-1.
Done using Google.
So the Rangers win yesterday 8-1. We played the audio in the last segment or two segments ago from Brett Boone talking about how this whole thing went down. He was at a USC game, his alma mater. He sees Michael Young. Michael Young and him start chit-chatting about one thing or the other.
Chit-chatting.
He gets back to the house. Brett Boone does. And who's he get a call from? Boach.
What do you think? Can you? Okay, I'm Brett Boone. Hey, Boach, what'd you call for?
Brett, we got problems.
No, I know we got problems, but what's the issue, Coach?
You got time to put your podcast on the side.
I would love to keep doing the podcast. Is there a reason that I can't do the podcast? What's going on, Boach?
We're giving Donnie the boot. Donnie's got to go.
Okay. Why are you telling me this? You want me to talk about the next episode?
Pretty smart guy there, Brett. No, I need you to come in and help these guys get right.
Oh, no. I haven't done any coaching in a while. I just like doing the podcast.
You know how to teach people how to hit?
Well, when you put it like that, Boach, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
How bad do you want it, Brett? You want to win a World Series? You want to be a part of something special?
Well, Boach, you're losing your accent as we go through this conversation. I'm starting to think that you need a lot of help.
Brett, do you want to do something special? That's what I'm asking.
Coach, you're getting a little aggressive. I'm retaking this decision.
You want to come help us win a title, yes or no? You want to be great? Do you want to be great?
Wow, you sound like Fred Davis from The Fan, Boach. Is he there with you? Is this all a gimmick? You sound like that Fred guy off The Fan.
Here's the deal, Brett. We're getting rid of Donnie Ecker. We're putting the band back together. You want to come in here and teach these guys how to hit before the season gets too late?
I love to.
We'll let Donnie know he can't coach anymore. And the rest is history, people. The rest is history. Hey, look, we wish Donnie Ecker the best in whatever endeavor he does moving forward.
Just pat him on the back with Leody. We've been trying to trade you for 2 months, so.
I mean, Leody's got $4.2 million coming to him, so Leody's going to be all right. All right. Now, the question is, and I thought it was interesting what Michael Beer said. We had him on at 7:40 from Foul Territory about, because the deal is this. He's owed his contract was $4.5 million. I think he's owed still like $3.7 million, something like that, as far as, you know, prorated from where we're at in the season. But and part of the reason why they try to trade him is because obviously they want somebody to take part of that salary up so they don't bump up against that second luxury tax or whatever it is they're up against. And so if they cut him and he goes through waivers, he can go into free agency. He can elect to go into free agency. Tavares can. But by doing that, he forfeits the rest of his salary. So my guess is, and it was interesting what Beer said, was that he expects him to do that. And so I'm just wondering is, you know, and I'm guessing, and listen, his agent's probably, you know, blowing up the phone lines right now saying, all right, what can we get? You know, yeah. What are you going to give us?
Yeah.
So, you know, is, because at the same time, like they're going to, I mean, the last thing they want to do is bring this guy back or have him floating around as far as the minor leagues are concerned.
No, for sure. Can I give you some nuggets? No Denver?
Not Denver. What about chicken?
That's a great one. The Boston Celtics lost tonight to New York Knicks. We just saw that game was stolen by the New York Knicks. The Celtics missed a lot of threes. You already know the answer.
So I do know the answer.
Khaki Cap, how many three-pointers did the Boston Celtics miss tonight?
32.
Go ahead and add almost 15 to that. They missed 45 three-pointers.
13 is the number you're looking 13. For.
You might be asking yourself, Blake, that's a lot. 45.
Go ahead and add almost 15.
You might be asking, close. Why, how many... Is that a record? Why are you sharing this with Blake? That is the most threes ever missed in a playoff game.
And Tatum missed, what, 40 of them?
Yeah, Tatum was not great.
He was I thought I saw he was like 4 for 16 or something.
That
ridiculous.
Is correct.
Is that actually correct?
Or that is, no, that's correct. He was 4 for 16 from three. My question to both of y'all is...
Caruso just blocked Jokic. Continue.
With... losing an over with missing 45 threes, but it taken overtime and only a 3-point deficit.
Oh, you're fine.
Are you fine if you're the Celtics, or are you like, is this a bigger trend? The Knicks have a chance, or do you think because they only lost by three,
well, hey, let's overtime, just only miss 35 next time?
Yeah,
I mean,
they missed more threes than the Knicks even took.
Yeah, think about it, you missed 45 shots and you still only lost by three. And oh, by the way, you had a chance to hit. You know, game tie, and Jaylen Brown just got punked by Mikal Bridges.
Look at this. Look at the bottom. So, Hefe speaks. Okay, now I'm going to pass on to Khaki Kev. We sent you a bunch of audio. You can play all of it. Play this one first, though. President Trump had it would have been great as a tease, but we're going to act like it's a tease. President Trump said this about an NFC East quarterback. What did he say?
And I have to say.
President Trump loved up on one NFC East quarterback.
And here's him doing it.
We're gonna hold that clip. We're gonna hold that clip. We're gonna tease it.
What is this tease you're doing right
we
now?
We can hold it until the end of the segment. We can hold it to the end of the segment. Play the rest of the audio you got there, Khaki Kev. Any of it.
All right, so this is gonna be inside the Eagles.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what a wild throw by you. Just go ahead and play some audio. Just whatever. Grab bag it if you will.
So this is going to be,
here's the Trump stuff. You know what? No. Play anything but that. I don't care what, but anything.
Keeps the listeners engaged.
Yeah.
President Trump did say one NFC East quarterback
is great. At 10:16, find out what Trump said about an NFC East quarterback.
Y'all talked about it earlier. Chris Young did talk about Brett Boone keeping this podcast on the G-Bag Nation.
Well, given that you guys that they cover, you know, the fan covers the Rangers, I see no reason why he can't continue at least jumping on the fan. And regarding the podcast, yeah, I kind of leave it to him. He's built a very good business with this podcast. I think it's very insightful. I think it just exudes the passion for the game that he has. It's one of the things that really attracted us to him in these conversations. And, you know, certainly we'd like to explore ways for him to be able to continue it in some capacity while knowing that his primary responsibilities with the team are going to be our players and helping these guys win baseball games. And so I think it's going to be a time commitment on his end that's going to be a little difficult to balance. But if there's a way to do some of it, we're open-minded to it.
Okay, pretty professional response. He didn't completely rule it out, but he also made it very clear what his first responsibility is.
He'll do one podcast a week or whatever. I mean, look, you're Chris Young. I'm not hiring you to come on here and talk about you do your podcast. Like we're here to win a World Series. Okay, that's why he said, and I don't know if it does it. I don't think it said in that clip when they asked him, you know, is this something? It's going to be a long term deal. It's like, look, because it's the time of year, we're going to do it this season, and then we'll reevaluate when the year's over. So, you know, if you're hoping to get, you know, the regular frequency of podcasts with Brett Boone on it, I wouldn't hold my breath. But at the very least, especially from and again, if you're Chris Young. And if you're Brett Boone, like, look, podcasts are cool and they're great, but this is a special opportunity. Plus, it's a chance to coach with Boach. And, I mean, look, we know what this team's capable of, right? I mean, we came into the season knowing that these guys can mash potentially. And if Brett Boone, tell you what, if Brett Boone gets his team hitting again, this guy will have forget the podcast, he'll have a whole cadre of options.
It's the guy after from the season's TikTok. Over.
It is.
You got a commercial.
Yeah, I saw
that was
him.
So specific, Blake. Thank you so much.
Well, Fred saw. I don't know his name.
The Gonza guy. He's pretty funny too. Yeah. He's pretty funny.
Okay, anyway, play some more audio. Not Trump yet. We'll tease it one more.
Really, there's a confidentiality.
Oh, I tell you what. Don't ask about what happened to Leody. And he's trying to get to the bottom of who leaked this. Who leaked Leody?
Play Howie Roseman. That's great when we're talking about leaks. GMs. It ties in. I'm tying it in. There you go.
Tie it in.
A second tomorrow night, a seventh on Saturday, and a first rounder next year.
Wow, they traded their one.
First next year.
Who did?
For what?
Atlanta.
For what? Just the pick?
No, first and a third. Two and a one. I understand why people aren't taking our pick, our deals.
Well, that was the Eagles GM, Howie Roseman, trying to figure out why no teams were taking his deals. And then he saw the Atlanta Falcons give up a 2026 first-round pick to get back in the first round to get James Pierce Jr. And it all made sense to him because we are not giving up enough. That is why no one's taking our picks because we ain't throwing in first-round picks. We didn't know teams were this desperate. Okay, I've teased it long enough.
Yeah, you did.
We've still got some
As long as my tease.
Let me play some audio real quick.
Do it.
Okay.
No longer a coach. I'm El Jefe.
I'm El Jefe. No longer the coach. I'm El Jefe.
Like, you know what El Jefe means, right?
The boss. Big boss.
That's it.
President Trump. I didn't even know this was happening. The Commanders were at the White House, I guess. And he's looking at owner Josh Harris and says these exact words.
And I have to say that Josh had a very good draft. A short while ago, you have a very good quarterback.
Yep.
Great quarterback, I think. Great.
Please take
was
out.
Was that Shane Gillis?
Do the great last portion.
Good quarterback, great quarterback.
Please just cut that and make that a drop. Anytime we're talking about a quarterback.
Great quarterback.
We got good drops today.
A short while ago, you have a very good quarterback.
Yep.
Great quarterback, I think. Great.
It's almost like somebody was like, yeah, you do. He's like, no. You don't understand. A great quarterback. Not a good quarterback. A great quarterback.
I get the final word, not you.
Okay, I think we got Trayshawn Holden, Stargazer, with our boy Tommy Yarish.
Yeah.
Tommy Yarish was interviewing all the rookies outside of rookie minicamp this weekend. He got his chance to talk to undrafted free agent Trayshawn Holden. And listen to Trayshawn.
From Oregon, by the way.
Oregon. Listen to this guy's mindset.
What are you looking to prove, not just for people, but for yourself here over the course of these next couple of days in minicamp?
Prove everybody wrong. Everybody. I'm coming for heads. For sure. That's it. Yeah.
Trayshawn Holden. Thanks so much.
Tommy, Trayshawn Holden.
Okay. I've got all right. Not a lot to follow up on. He's coming for heads.
I don't mind that. Am I undrafted free agent? I want him to be a little aggressive. Hey,
I mean, well, you have to say that. You're an undrafted free agent. Now, was he the guy... And I was listening to G-Bag earlier today. Was he the guy that got 250 Gs?
Yes, he got no guaranteed money. He was the only guy that got no guaranteed money.
Oh, he got... I thought he was the highest paid
No.
Who's the highest undrafted free agent?
I got you. So...
It was somebody that brought Elijah, us the Elijah on
Clark.
Board.
Elijah Clark, DB out of Syracuse.
That's who it was.
234 guaranteed. That's Justin Barron out of Syracuse, also 234,000 guaranteed. $25,000 bonus for Elijah, $20,000 bonus for Barrios, I think, for making the team.
Yeah.
Mike Smith at a DB out of Kentucky, 175 guaranteed.
Not bad.
$15,000 if he makes a team. Rivaldo Fairweather, tight end out of Auburn, 150K, 15K bonus. Zion Childress, so we've heard of, DB out of Kentucky, 125 guaranteed, 10K for making a team. Tyler Neville, 100K guaranteed, $10,000 for making the team. Josh Kelly, wide receiver out of Texas Tech, $60,000 guaranteed, 7.5K bonus. Bruce Harmon, the DB out of Stephen F. Austin, $35,000 guaranteed, $5,000 for making the team. And then Trayshawn Holden, no guaranteed money and only a $3,000 bonus for making the team, which if I read all those names out, Trayshawn Holden, I think, would be the one that everybody knew out of all those names, outside of maybe Zion Childress.
They at least flew him out there, didn't they?
Yeah. Trayshawn Holden's probably the most household name out of all of these. Somebody were like, hey, maybe he'll make the roster and be fun. If you look at the Cowboys.
We'll throw him $3,000.
$3,000 and that's it.
Throw him a little chump change.
Elijah Clark, $234,000 plus $25,000 signing.
But that just tells you those guys that they had him.
Six rounder.
Oh, absolutely. They happened to go undrafted. And I'll steal what Broadus said. Probably those guys they probably had on their board.
The right. $234,000 guarantee is what a player would make on the practice squad this season.
There you go.
So Trayshawn Holden would play for free? He has no guarantee.
Well, he's got no guarantee, but I mean, if he makes the roster or gets put on the practice squad, then yeah, he'll make the $5,000 or $6,000 a week, whatever it is that they pay those guys. So he's just getting through. I mean, basically, he's getting.
They said Trayshawn can't even get an apartment.
Well, you figure he's probably got some NIL money. At least he better hope he's got some NIL money.
Cowboys ain't helping.
I mean, isn't he good buddies with the wide receivers coach?
Wide receivers coach.
Maybe he's just. I probably can't room with him. It's probably elite against a lot of leagues.
Illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but.
Are you rooming with your position coach?
As I said it, I was probably
don't
not
the
loud.
Cowboys, but I would expect the Cowboys probably put you up in a hotel for the at least during minicamp.
Look at this guy.
Of course, once minicamp's over, they probably go ahead and kick him to the curb. But all right, top five.
And Tim Duncan.
Top five. You said you had one since you poo-pooed on mine.
I did have one. I forgot it.
Are you serious right now?
I did have a Tolo give a suggestion.
What's that?
I think you're going to be all over it. Top five Pop-Tart flavors.
No.
Basic. We did that.
Done it.
We did top five Pop-Tart
flavors. And there's no relevancy to it today. We haven't talked about Pop-Tarts or food.
It's a very random thing. Yeah, I mean, plus it's brown sugar or bust.
Yeah.
it is.
That can be taken out of context. Go ahead and mark that.
What, brown sugar?
No.
The full comment together.
Brown sugar or bust.
There you go.
Everything always has to have some sort of innuendo to you, doesn't it?
It was funny what you said.
You got a laugh out of me too. It's okay.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Kev.
Look at the crowd I'm dealing with here. So, what's your top five then, Chief? Go ahead, give me one.
No, Eric.
Hmm? Chief's just a generalized statement as well.
But Chief sits right there.
I understand that, but you can also say Chief AI? In general.
Okay, Broadus.
Do you have one? You said you had one.
Hey, Dawson.
You said you had one prior to the break.
I did.
Hold on, let me see which. We need to go.
I did.
You ready? You got one?
We'll just go to break.
Well, I need one that we
can
tease.
No, you don't!
You got one that we're going to talk about during the break?
Yes. How many times have we not had a top five and gone to break?
Well, we usually tip it off, at least give you a suggestion, an idea of what we're going to do prior to.
Yeah, I guess today ain't going to be usual.
All right, top five coming up next. What it'll be? TBD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I got a couple honorable mentions. So we went over the list in the break, and then we said, hey guys, it's Cinco de Mayo. Maybe we should do something that's in that theme. And shout out to Khaki Kev for reminding us what today was, and it made it the top 5 at 10:20 very easy. And so
he's been on a very Latin themed night tonight, though.
Yeah,
too.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
can we play some?
I was actually thinking the exact same thing. Yeah. Let me see what I can find.
Give me some Bad Bunny. Give me some Bad Bunny anyway. Hold on.
No, don't. I'm gonna tell you what. Let's play. Oh. I'll tell you what you're gonna play.
No, don't listen.
No, to play Los Azules.
All right.
LOS. A-Z-U.
Also, I got this, the top five. Los Azules?
Yes.
All right.
Let me hear you roll your R's, Kevin.
Arroz.
Did your girl speak Spanish?
More than I thought. Because sometimes I'll be like, you know, I'm doing Duolingo. So I'm like, oh, do you know this? She's like, of course. She's like, of course I know this.
Say something in Spanish, Kevin. Anything.
Camiseta.
Was that T-shirt?
Yeah.
Ayo, let's go.
Okay, what'd you say this thing was? Los what?
Los Azules. A-Z-U-L-E-S.
This is like an instrumental thing.
No, it's a group, bro. Okay. You see it?
I see it.
What's it coming up with? Is there a song called 17 up there?
I see nothing with 17 on it.
You don't want to give them the song title? You don't want to give them the group?
Yeah, was that the group? Or yeah, you got to.
Well, I mean, play something.
Well, I assumed you wanted a certain song to be played.
Yeah, right? The 17 one.
you just now said that right now.
All right, I got Los Angeles Azules, 17 Años.
That's it. Boom. Right. There you go.
All right.
Just play it. Then we'll start the segment.
Here we go. No, that's not it. That's ABBA. That's the Spanish version of ABBA.
They're showing Miko's goal again.
Here we go.
Look at that skate.
Here we go.
I don't know if we're appropriating.
No, this is Cinco de Mayo. Hey, no, look, we love all cultures here on Fan After Dark, so we're going to let this ride.
We're inclusive.
Damn right we are. Ain't appropriating nothing. playing some jam is what we're playing right now. All right, my number five, chips and queso.
A little bit of guac.
That's right. We're coming in hard.
You didn't even say what the category was.
Categories are, because it's Cinco de Mayo, top five things we enjoy at a Mexican/Tex-Mex restaurant. All right. My number five, chips and queso.
My number five, it's a 1A, 1B, sopapillas and churros.
Can't go wrong with those either.
I mean, cinnamon, flour, soft.
Delicioso.
This segment's getting out of hand fast.
It's crazy.
My number five, also good salsa and guacamole.
Oh gosh.
This will be the whitest Cinco de Mayo celebration of all time.
But not like the kind where it's just like liquefied tomato paste. It's just like legit salsa.
There you go.
Where it gives a little kick. I like my food spicy.
Just a hint of spice. Nothing too crazy. All right, you're number four.
My number four is a good plate of rice.
This guy said a good plate of rice.
It's y'all's turn.
Are you thinking white rice, brown rice?
Well, I mean, white rice, you probably wouldn't get at a Mexican restaurant.
Spanish rice.
Yeah, it's a big...
Kaki Kev gets the Spanish rice, does on the IG story.
I thought my man was really going to say something provocative or profound.
Give me, wait for it, a really good bowl of rice. Okay. I'm here for it.
I'm a big taco fan, so yeah. I love getting me a taco with a corn tortilla, fresh lime, some salsa verde. So that's my number four. A little bit of green.
A little salsa verde, a little corn tortilla, I'm telling you what.
Little grilled onions on there.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Monterey, Jack.
That's right. My number four, enchiladas.
Nice.
Okay.
Staple.
Now, I'm more of a, I prefer a chicken.
Someone said this song is about dating a 17-year-old. So should we change it?
No. No.
Well, now that you know.
Okay, I mean, there's plenty of songs about things that are crazy. I mean, what are we talking about here? Dating a 17-year-old, and?
No, you cannot say that.
This segment's really...
You cannot say you
learn,
and.
You'll learn something new today. You'll learn something new. All right, number four, enchiladas. Number three, steak fajitas.
Okay.
Yep. Steak
That's your fajitas. Number three?
That is my number
That's my number three as well. We'll make it quick. I really wrote steak fajitas.
I love steak fajitas. How do you like your... What kind of tortilla do you like?
I like corn tortillas.
Corn tortillas, the only way to go.
More flavor. More flavor profile.
You corn or flour?
I already said corn for number four.
The only time I'll do a flour tortilla is if I'm just having it by itself. But if I'm having like a taco or putting something inside of it, I'm doing a corn tortilla.
You see tortillas by themselves at the back.
Yeah, you can put butter in it, put some honey on it. Yeah, there's different ways to consume
it. Don't let him put something inside of it.
Kaki Kev's girlfriend just walks downstairs. What are you doing?
What do you put inside that corn tortilla? Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, it's flour tortilla.
It's just flour. It's just flour. I'm eating it plain. Just eating it plain. Just
no mas. No mas. All right. What's your number three?
My number three is also tacos.
Okay. I like that. That's a solid choice by you. What's your number two?
My number two, Blake had it a little low on his list, in my opinion. I'll have sopapillas at the number two slot. I don't know how you do them. I have to load them up with like honey and all that, but that's just me personally. So
okay, can I get a song change? We've heard this one. I got another one that I'd like to play. Okay. You ready to spell? Give me L. I'm not gonna say this right word right.
Is it L or E L?
E L. No, it's fine. It's funny you're saying it over the air.
Yeah.
E L space C O L U M P I O.
Cumpleaños.
Yeah. No S. P-I-O, and it should pull up if you type that in on YouTube. Los Rielos del Norte, 1995. I probably said that completely wrong.
Okay.
But I think you'll enjoy this jam.
I'm excited about this song.
All right.
Did you find it?
L.
We're having our little Cinco de Mayo celebration over here at one of our the fan on a
Friday.
No,
one more time. L what? Oh,
God. I got to spell it again. What was this guy doing back there? C-O-L-U-M-P-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, the name of the song. 85 things just popped up.
Mm.
You're on YouTube?
Oh, okay. Los Rieleros?
Yes.
There you go.
Mm. All right. Let's give this a try.
Didn't sound very Duolingo-ish, if I do say so myself. By the way, Thunder 90, Nuggets 85 into the third. So we're right back in this bad boy.
We're right back in this top five, too, because now my jam just came on. Okay, what is it? Number two for me?
Get the accordions out, y'all. Get the accordions out.
I'm going to send this. This is awful. I'm going to send this to my friend AJ, and he's going to be so upset.
Let me tell you something. I lived in a house where I was the only gringo in that bad boy, okay? It was me and four Mexican dudes. The other three of them didn't speak English. My boy Caesar did, obviously. Every morning, we're listening to, you know, Hunte, whatever it was. And my Spanish got good for a minute. It really did.
What happened to it?
Then I... got back around white people again, so that
they stripped it from me.
They stripped it from me.
Don't
because that's the thing. You have to speak it every day.
You do.
if you're not fluent and native in the language, if you get away from it, because like I said, I mean, I was speaking it in my, I told you a story about my boy Shorty that was killing possums out in the backyard.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, dude, we were eating possum in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So.
My number two, margarita.
Hey!
All right, a fresh margarita, now, fresh lime,
okay, real
tahine.
Quick. We talked about this yesterday with CA. Frozen or on the rocks?
I can do both.
But what's your preference? You got to choose one.
If I had to choose one, I just prefer frozen. But okay. I can very much do on the rocks. Like, if I'm with the guys, let's just get rocks and knock it back. But if I'm, like, with my girl and it's the middle of the day and we're having a good Saturday, frozen, right? I'll get a frozen.
Now, were you aware that the inventor of the frozen margarita right here in DFW?
I think I knew that. Maybe. I don't know. What's his name?
I don't know, but I just know that CA said
I remember
that. The guy.
That was
and that
crazy.
the original frozen margarita machine is in the Smithsonian.
Wow. In New York?
So, I mean, wherever the Smithsonian. I want to say the Smithsonian's in D.C., isn't it?
Maybe.
877-81-1053. Anywho, all right, so your number two was what?
I thought it was New York because Ben Stiller when they did the Night at the Museum.
You could,
that,
look,
New
you
York?
Could be right. You could be right. I don't
isn't
know.
Isn't that where that movie's at?
I don't know. I don't know. Never saw it.
You've never seen Night at the Museum?
No, I haven't.
It's
number two.
Problem.
Number two, quesadilla.
DC.
Quesadilla making your top five is crazy. I love the quesadilla.
I do too.
But number two?
Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's right.
If you put like steak and you like.
Well, of course. I mean, I'm not going to be. I mean, what am I? Broke five broke? I mean, give me a cheese quesadilla. When I go to a restaurant? No. Give me the steak quesadilla. And then last but certainly not least on my list of top five things when I go to a Mexican and or Tex-Mex restaurant is the carne asada.
I just let the music play for a second.
Just marinate on that for a little bit. There you have it.
My number one, I laughed at you guys when you said it.
Yeah.
Only because I knew where it was on my list.
Yeah.
Number one.
Chips and queso.
Chips and queso.
So
a little bit of salsa.
So you're gonna rag on me for putting quesadilla number two, but your number one is chips and salsa?
Classic.
I mean, I'm with you on
but
that.
But see, here's me defending myself.
Yeah.
You don't have to order mine. It just comes with it.
Yeah, we know.
Quesadilla, you're choosing to not go fajita, not go enchilada, not go taco.
Oh, maybe I'm starting off my meal with a quesadilla.
Okay, my bad. O-lineman. I'm just starting off with 8 quesadillas. Just wait till I get to the fajitas, man.
That's right. That's
my
right.
My bad, Tyler
We're
Booker.
We're just getting warmed up. We are just getting
the
warmed up.
The chips and salsa. I can go 1, 2, 3, 4. I can go 1 through 5 on mine in one sitting.
I can too.
Chips and salsa, margarita, fajitas, tacos, and sopapilla.
In fact, I would argue mine is actually the way I would eat it first. Chips and queso, start off. Maybe a little enchiladas, number two. Let's get a fajita steak in there. All right. Getting kind of full. Let me get a quesadilla real quick just to kind of tie things over, and then we finish it off with a carne asada.
You're eating a lot, big boy. Four
That's
entrees.
It. That's it. Take us home, Khaki Kev.
My number one is the best Mexican food of all time. You can have it in any way, shape, or form.
Cheese?
It's an enchilada.
I'm going to say, if this dude says a gordita, I swear to God, I'm going to throw my shoe at
him. I was
going to
say cheese.
What did you say, by the way? I didn't even hear you.
I said enchiladas.
Enchiladas. There you have it. Final segment of the program. Your text messages more, and we send you on your way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Imagine if somebody's never heard our show before and that was the first segment they just heard. You ready to dance?
Daddy Richard? Yankee, here we go.
This is on my gym playlist.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. When this song comes on, we're throwing some weight around.
We are
throwing some weight around. Just when I thought Denver was within striking distance.
Distance. This has been my favorite show in a while tonight.
I feel like I butcher all the time. You butchered, I think, more words than I have tonight.
This has been a dreadful performance. I feel like James Harden in Game 7.
No, Jalen Green.
Yeah, either one.
Jalen Green throughout the whole series.
Choose your fighter. I'll be back tomorrow.
Gary Trent with the game on the line.
Yeah, I've been fumbling since. I mean, I said Saturday to start the show. Like literally, we weren't even 30 seconds into the program. It's an overcast Saturday here on 105.3 The Fan.
Then yelled at the listeners.
Hey, idiot! It's Monday.
Yells at the listeners for yelling at you.
Well, I just told him. I said, no, I think you listened at the end because we were talking about the text messages, and then
it didn't help that I was going back. Back in time.
214 said, "No, Fred, I've been listening, and you said Saturday." So,
okay, you can play Frederick's song now. I know he was wanting to hear.
That's whatever. Whatever. Hey, we got, like I said, hey, what's the hard out, by the way, after you get done doing what you got to do?
Yeah,
there,
I was going to do that, thing. But you're asking for songs. Thing. So give me 1 second, I'll grab it for you.
Let's see. Even Fajitas, You All is not from Texas. I mean, nobody said.
Yeah, kind of am.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like I said, we just said Mexican restaurant / Tex-Mex.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is all that was. Somebody said shame on you all. Oh, I know why, because we didn't say Menudo. Nobody said Menudo was one of their five choices. So, I mean, I've had it a couple times. It's all about who makes it.
So, I've heard this phenomenon, frozen margaritas or rocks margarita, which one gets you drunk faster? I probably should know this being a bartender, but I really don't know. I've heard both sides of it.
I mean, I would think that, I mean, doesn't it depend on your tolerance?
No, I'm just saying, same person, just A and B, just drinking, just drink. Frozen rocks, which one will get you... Because people have theories on both sides.
I hope this is the song you're wanting.
I would think that the on the rocks would get you drunker faster.
You can drink it faster.
Yeah. That's the point.
But the water diluting it versus the frozen being like all within every sip. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I really just know that I can drink a on the rocks one a whole hell of a lot faster, and then I can drink
Breaking
more
news.
Of them.
You can drink on the rocks faster than a frozen margarita.
I mean, but maybe some people can drink a frozen one faster. I don't know. I was never a margarita guy, so I can't speak to either one. Margarita. Okay, so margaritas were never my bag, baby. So screwdrivers. Sorry for you. Screwdrivers? Yeah. No, I was strictly a vodka, scotch, Hennessy.
None of those things surprised me.
And then early on in my drinking days, rum.
I like rum.
So. Rum feels like when I think of rum, I think of high school girl, because that's when I was in high school, that's yeah. what all the girls would drink was rum. That was their like, oh, we're drinking and it's rum and it's Captain yeah. Morgan's.
Is this it?
Yeah. Okay. This is it. I don't know. I just know I drink a lot of rum and cokes. A lot of rum and cokes in the Navy.
It's sweet.
Malibu's good. It's
sweeter. Side.
And then I went, and then I moved to Red Bull and vodkas.
You literally sound like every girl I've ever
met. Then to Hennessy.
Not that part now. They didn't go that far.
Switched up. It was a big switch up there.
Yeah, it was a progression. I mean, when you're balling on a budget, especially like in the Navy, I mean, you're getting a plastic jug of rum for $8. I mean, let's call it what it is. And then a little Montezuma Gold for all my tequila heads out there. If you really want to get one.
You guys seem to have liked the songs that have been playing. We're going to let Fred's song play. I got one more for you, Kevin, after you're done with the Heart Out. I'll just text it to you because I know you're working hard back there to play before we get out of here. Okay, no, I thought my girl was listening and sent me something. That was something from earlier.
Chicken tortilla soup is an easy top five. Solid choice there.
Plate of rice, please stop talking. My guys had a nice bowl of rice. This segment is so great. It's a honky cinco de mayonnaise. Gavin kind of Spittle. This blank is hilarious. Fantastic song. The song is... Okay, we already talked about that. Someone tell Blake that Bad Bunny is not even Mexican. Cinco de Mayo is a Mexican holiday. I know he's Puerto Rican, I think, is Bad Bunny. But I would think when you say, like, I want to play...
Don't give me the line.
I think when you... I mean, I know a lot of Spanish people who enjoy...
We'll play some Marco Antonio Solis next time. A little Los Bukis for those of you scoring at home as well. So I was going to play some Mianadio, but I can't find any edited Mianadio. So that's the problem right there.
Did you get my second song, Keck? Did that work? Did the text message go through?
It did. I'm on it.
Okay, you're good. No worry. I know you were texting us our out time as well.
Good to go.
It's been nice, man. We're going to get 6 full days with the Tolos, with the Fatties, with the Peaches.
I mean, hell, I've been on since Thursday.
For real? And you haven't had an off day since?
No.
You worked Friday? Friday.
No, remember I was on KNC Friday.
Saturday?
You and I. You.
Sunday, CA.
Me and CA.
Monday, Tuesday. Man, no off days for you.
I'm on every day through next Monday. And I mean, you and I are on every day through Saturday, but I'm doing Sunday mornings with CA.
Yep.
So, and I don't think we're on Monday, are we?
I think we are.
We are?
I think Monday, Thursday, Saturday. Not counting this week, Monday, Thursday, Saturday is our only...
Okay, season. So we're on through next Monday then.
Yeah.
Okay,
We work Monday after Mother's Day.
That's what, Sunday?
Nope. Oh, I thought you were saying the Monday. No, yes.
Mother's Day.
Yes. Mother's Day is Sunday. Yeah. We work the following day. Then we work that Thursday, 3 days later, and that Saturday. And then we don't work again till after the 23rd.
Okay. Fair enough.
3 days. We'll work this week and then 3 days until the 23rd.
That's okay. It. And then we're also...
At least me. I didn't check for your name. You might be different.
Just a Sunday. I mean, I think that's really the only day I'm on that you're not is a Sunday. With CA. Tim exactly. Exactly. You know... It's old head radio on Sunday morning.
Yeah, it is.
It's old head radio on Sunday morning.
Speaking of old head radio, I don't know if anybody listening right now is going to know what I'm talking about, but I was in Burleson last night hanging out with Shoddy, and we were at this place called Miranda's, which throws a parking lot Cinco de Mayo party. And the person, there was a bunch of bands that were singing there, but there was one person that was there last night that was taking over the crowd. His name was Neil McCoy.
Okay.
Sings No Doubt About It. Sings Wink. Said he was super big in the 90s on the stage. He literally...
check my profile, guys.
Pretty much. He said number one single in the 1990s.
I was hot.
So if anybody knows who Neil McCoy is, I downloaded one of his songs. He sounded good.
I know the real McCoy.
Colt?
No.
That's probably the first
Another
McCoy. Okay. Yeah, play my song. Turn Fred's off. And love
it to be true. It's real McCoy. 90s.
No idea what you're
90s pop music.
No idea.
Get your mind right.
Here's Blake's song.
Is this Neil McCoy?
No.
Is this a crossover?
Close.
Neil McCoy crossover right here?
This is... I'll make sure I say their name right. Polo Urias. La Chancla.
La Chancla. From the 682, how was it working with Kevin, Fred? Did you get his blood pressure extremely high like Bassick?
Guess
LOL.
You gotta go back and listen if you missed it. Well, it
you were listening. What would you say?
It felt like good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
It felt like Kevin was surprised by all of your nighttime antics, but halfway through the show, it felt like he started giving it a little bit. I think he was waiting for you to bend. I think he was the one that ended up kind of bending, if I had to get my own take. I thought it was great radio, though.
We never.
I enjoyed it very much.
We never.
Someone said wavered. Neil McCoy is a Texas country artist legend.
There you go.
Okay, I had no idea I was in the presence of a legend. He was doing a whole show and talking to us for like 3 hours.
It's old school, right there. It's old school crowd work. Crowd work.
He was doing crowd work. Yeah, he was. What are you guys saying over there? Come on. I mean, you'd have thought it was CA at the Mavs game.
It's old school right there. That's how old school performers get down. Let's see. I can't even read it. On the Rocks will get you drunker because it's usually not a premixed batch like Frozen, and you get more alcohol per sip.
I'll take your word for it.
That makes sense.
From 817, my friend's dad plays guitar for Neil McCoy.
And then we saw one of them. They were all singing too. They were pretty talented. So probably saw your friend's dad last night.
This is KWD. This has been a fun ass show, guys. There you go. Appreciate you, KWD.
That's my dad.
Daddy Walker in the house. Daddy Walker. We're still waiting for him to make that pick. We are still waiting for him to make that pick. Let us know. Well, we'll have to just get him on the hook for the 26th draft.
Yeah, 26th draft. He's on the board.
From the 817, I've been paying attention to how long I sit on the toilet. That's what we're here for. Remember?
I don't get it.
Remember the fair foul we did about sitting on the toilet for too long?
I don't remember that.
I actually don't remember that. I don't know if I was here for it.
I don't think we were here for that. Did you do that with like CA? I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I did a fair foul with you guys. Well, definitely with you. I mean, who the hell else am I doing a show with? We did a fair foul where if you sit on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes, then you can get hemorrhoids.
How long ago was that?
I definitely was not here for this.
It was like a week or two ago.
No way.
Last week or the week before. Absolutely. It was a fair foul.
Yo, Blake, how do you know these Mexican songs? I'm amazed. Don't worry how I know.
Nanya. None of your concern.
I got more, too.
Miss you, Fred and Blake. Nights are better when Fan After Dark is on.
Woo, woo. You're not wrong. Well, the good thing is you're going to get it for the next 5 days in a row.
Yeah, you are. No, you get it all the way
What's
through Saturday.
What's our schedule tomorrow?
9 to midnight. In fact, we're on 9 to midnight. I know tomorrow or
Wednesday.
Tomorrow and the next day. So make sure. And Friday. What are we on Thursday? 7 to 11?
Yep.
Okay.
Thursday's the last regular show this week.
And then, but of course, we don't get to see G-Bag because we're going to be out on location as well. By the way, last but certainly not least, Neil McCoy playing again in Grapevine Main Street Days next Friday. I tell you what, Neil McCoy, shout out. Shout out to our boy Neil McCoy.
Get him on the show.
I've just took the words out of my mouth.
Get him on.
That is the one, the only Khaki Kevin. Great job by you as always, my friend. Michael Beer, great stuff from him. He joined us. Make sure you go back to the Odyssey app. For the one, the only, the Phenom. Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Tolos, Fatties, we love you. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.